Ayrım 3.
In episode 8 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye, Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Treebeard, Stephen Thorne, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Theoden, Jack May, Éomer, Anthony Hyde, Saruman, Peter Howell, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Faramir, Andrew Sear, Halbarad, Martin Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The director was Penny Lester. The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sidley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Woodthorpe, and Jack May. Episode 7, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, The King of the Golden Hall.
Aren't the Ents ever going to make up their minds? They've been talking for 3 days now.
I have an odd feeling about them, Pippin. I don't think they are quite as safe as they seem.
And I don't think they like being roused.
I wonder what that meant. It sounded as if they'd decided something.
Yes, but what?
Boom, boom, here we come with a boom. Here we come at last. Come, Merry, come, Pippin, join the moot. We're off.
Where, Treebeard?
To reckon with Saruman at Isengard.
The Ents made up their minds rather quickly after all, didn't they?
Quickly? Yes, indeed. Quicker than I expected, Pippin. Indeed, I've not seen them roused like this for many an age.
What will you do to Isengard?
If we are not hewn down or destroyed by fire or blasts of sorcery, we will split Isengard into splinters and crack its walls to rubble. Of course, it is likely enough that we are going to our doom. The last march of the Ents. But if we stayed at home and did nothing, doom would find us anyway sooner or later. That is why we are marching now. It was not a hasty resolve. But now, at least, the last march of the Ents may be worth the song. Come to Isengard.
To Isengard!
As the Ents marched towards Isengard, Gandalf, Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas rode across the plains of Rohan. For hours they rode, through dusk and night, and on again until the dawn. They came then to the wide, windswept walls and
and the golden halls of Edoras.
Stay! Strangers here unknown. It is the will of Theoden King that none should enter his gates save those who are our friends.
Who speaks of Theoden's will?
I am the door ward of Theoden. Harmer is my name.
Well, Harmer, I am in haste, for I am Gandalf. I have returned. And behold, I bring back a horse, Shadowfax the Great, whom no other hand can tame. And here beside me is Aragorn, son of Arathorn, the heir of the kings of Gondor. Here also are Legolas the elf and Gimli the dwarf, our comrades. Go now, and say to your master that we are at his gates, and would have speech with him.
Strange names you give indeed, but I will report them, and learn my master's will.
After some time, Harmer returned, and bade the travellers follow him. The dark gates were swung open, and entering, they were led to the doors of Theoden's hall.
Here I must bid you lay aside your weapons.
Keep this knife and this bow and quiver well, for they come from the Golden Wood, and the Lady of Lothlorien gave them to me.
No man will touch them, I promise you.
I am less willing than friend Legolas here to put aside my weapon, for it is the sword and Duril, and I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
This is the house of Theoden, not of Aragorn. Lay your sword here if you would not fight alone against all the men in Edoras.
Not alone! The axe of Gimli says Aragorn would not fight alone.
Come, come, we are friends here, or should be. For the laughter of Mordor will be our only reward if we quarrel. My errand is pressing. Here, at least, is my sword, good man Harmer. Now let me pass. Come, Aragorn.
Very well. Here is Anduril, and here I set it.
Well, if it has Anduril to keep it company, my axe may rest here, too, without shame.
There remains only your staff, Master Gandalf. Forgive me, but that, too, must be left at the doors.
Foolishness. Prudence is one thing, but discourtesy is another. I am old. If I may not lean on my stick as I go, then I will sit out here until it pleases Theoden to hobble out himself to speak to me.
The staff in the hand of a wizard may be more than a prop for age. Yet I believe you are friends and folk worthy of honor. You may go in.
Hail Theoden, son of Thengel.
Gandalf.
Greetings, Lady Eowyn.
Sir.
I have returned, Theoden. For behold, the storm comes. And now all friends should gather together, lest each singly be destroyed.
I greet you, and maybe you look for welcome. But truth to tell, your welcome is doubtful here, Master Gandalf. You have ever been a herald of woe. Troubles follow you like crows.
You speak justly, Lord. Send the wandering wizard hence.
Theoden, King, does this man still make the decisions which others believe to be the will of Theoden?
Grima is our counselor, and we will hear his counsel.
My lord, it is not 5 days since the bitter tidings came that Theodred, your son, had been slain. Éomer has proved unworthy of your trust. And even now we learn that the Dark Lord is stirring in the east. Such is the hour in which this wanderer chooses to return. Why, indeed, should we welcome you, Master Stormcrow? Ill news is an ill guest, they say.
In two ways a man may come with evil tidings, Grima of Wormtongue. He may be a worker of evil, or he may be such as leaves well alone and comes only to bring aid in time of need.
What aid have you ever brought, Stormcrow? And what aid do you bring now? It was aid from us that you sought last time you were here. And in your insolence you took Shadowfax. But that, my lord, was sorely grieved.
It is as Grima says, Gandalf.
I return Shadowfax to you now, King Theoden.
Do you also bring men with you? And swords and spears? That I would call aid, for that is our present need. But who are these that follow at your tail? 3 ragged wanderers in gray, and you yourself, the most beggar-like of the folk.
Have the wise speak only of what they know, Grima, son of Galmod. A witless worm have you become. Therefore be silent and keep your forked tongue behind your teeth. I have not passed through fire and death to bandy crooked words with a serving man till the lightning falls.
Did I not counsel you, Lord, to forbid his staff? See now how he works enchantment with its aid.
Now, Theoden, son of Thengel, will you hearken to me? Not all is dark. Take courage, Lord of the Mark. For better help you will not find. No counsel have I to give those that despair. Yet counsel I could give and words I could speak to you, will you hear them? They are not for all ears. I bid you come out before your doors and look abroad. Too long have you sat in shadows and trusted to twisted tales and crooked promptings.
I sit no longer!
My lord!
Leave him a while with me, lady. I will care for him.
Go, Erwin, sister, daughter. The time for fear is past.
My lord, beware this trickery.
Silence, worm tongue. Open the doors. The Lord of the Mark comes forth. Now, Lord. Look out upon your land. Breathe the free air again.
It is not so dark here.
No. Nor does age lie so heavily on your shoulders as some would have you think. Cast away your stick. You have no need of any prop.
Ah. Dark have been my dreams of late. But I feel as one new awakened. I would now that you would come before, Gandalf, for I fear that already you have come too late. What is to be done?
Send first for Éomer. Do I not guess rightly that you hold him prisoner by counsel of Grima Wormtongue?
It is true. He had rebelled against my commands and threatened death to Grima in my hall.
A man may love you and yet not love Wormtongue or his counsels.
That may be. I will do as you ask. Call Hama to me.
You look east to Mordor, Theoden. Think you perhaps that way lies our despair?
Indeed, Gandalf. I do greatly fear it.
Verily it is so. But that way also lies our hope, though our doom hangs still upon a thread. And it is, I fear, the very merest thread.
And so it was. For Frodo and Sam were being led towards the Land of Shadow by a dangerous guide.
We must have some food, Sam.
It certainly makes you hungry, all this walking.
Are you hungry, Gollum? We have very little to share, but we will spare you what we can.
Yes, we are famishers and precious ears. What is it? What is it? Hobbits eat this. Have they got nice fishes?
No, we have no fish, only these wafers.
Oh, is it... crunchable. Is it tasty?
Here you are, Gollum.
Smeagol doesn't like the smell. Dust and ashes is to count it. That nasty elves' food.
He must starve. Poor Smeagol must go.
But Smeagol doesn't mind. Smeagol has promised. He can't eat Hobbit's food. He will starve. Poor Finn.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you, I'm afraid. I think this food would do you good if only you would try, but... perhaps you can't even try. Not yet, anyway.
Look here, Mr. Frodo. We both need sleep, but one of us must keep awake with that hungry villain nigh. Promise or no promise. So you get some sleep, and I'll call you when I can't keep my eyelids properly.
Perhaps you're right, Sam.
You numbskull, Sam Gamgee. A lot of help you are dozing off when you said you'd keep awake. Gollum. Now, where's he gone?
not far.
Here, what are you doing?
Smeagol is hungry. Be back soon.
Come back now. Hi, come back.
Is there anything wrong, Sam? What's the time?
Oh, I don't know. It's after sundown, I reckon. Mm. And Gollum's gone off. Says he's hungry. Poor wretch. But I shouldn't have dropped off.
Oh, don't worry. There's no help for it. We're neither of us throttled, and he'll come back. You'll see. The promise will hold a while yet. And he won't leave his precious anyway.
About the food, Mr. Frodo.
Mm?
Well, how long is it going to take to do this job? And when it's done, what are we going to do then?
Ah, Samwise Gamgee, my dear hobbit. Indeed, Sam, my dearest hobbit. Friend of friends.
Hmm.
I do not think we need give thought to that. What hope is there that we ever shall do the job, as you put it? And if we do, who knows what will come of that? I mean, if the One Ring goes into the fire and we're at hand. I ask you, Sam, are we ever likely to need bread again? Well, I think not. No, if we can nurse our limbs to bring us to Mount Doom, that is all we can do.
Yeah, yes. Yes, then that is all we can do. Now, where is that dratted creature?
Is it talking about us, precious? What a nice, friendly hobbit it is to poor Smeagol. I wonder what he found to eat.
Worms or beetles or something slimy out of holes.
Better now. Are we rested? Nice hobbits ready to go on.
Yes, Smeagol, but which way do we go?
Ah, there are many ways, but they all lead straight to him.
But Smeagol knows another way.
Don't we?
Which way?
Through the marshes, through the mists. Nice, thick mists. More difficult, not so quick, but better if we don't want him to see. Trust Smeagol. Trust him, and you may go a long way. Quite a long way before he catches you. Yes. Follow Smeagol!
What's all this, Gollum? What are these lights?
Yes, yes, lights, this is.
They're all round us now.
Yes, they are all round us. The tricksy lights. Candles of corpses.
Yes, yes.
Don't you heed them? Don't look. Don't follow them.
Where's Master?
Huh?
Oh.
Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo, don't look at them. Gollum says we mustn't. Let's keep up with him. And get out of this cursed place as quick as we can. If we can.
All right, Sam. I'm coming.
What is it, Mr. Frodo? What did you see?
Dead things. Dead faces in the water. Dead face.
The dead marshes. Yes, yes, that's the name. You shouldn't look in when the candles are lit. Silly master.
Who are they? What are they?
Don't know. They lie in all the pools. Pale faces, deep, deep under the dark water. Saw them. Grim faces, and evil, and noble faces, and sad. Many faces, proud and fair, with weeds in their silver hair, but all foul, all rotting, all dead.
Yes. Yes,
all dead,
all rotten. Elves and men and orcs, the dead marshes. There was a great battle long ago.
Yes,
so they told him when Smeagol was young.
When I was young, before the precious came.
It was a great battle. They fought on the plain for days and months at the Black Gates. But the marshes have grown since then. Swallowed up the graves. Always creeping, creeping.
But that is an age and more ago. The dead can't really be there.
Who knows? Smeagol doesn't know. You cannot reach them. You cannot touch them.
We tried once, yes, precious. I tried once.
Why?
Puppets ask too many questions.
I don't want to see them again. Never again. Can we get on and get away?
But slowly, very slowly, very carefully. The hobbits go down to join the dead ones and light little candles.
Follow Smeagol.
Don't look at the lights as they
our doom hangs still upon a thread, and it is, I fear, the merest thread. Yet hope there is still, King Theoden, if we can but stand unconquered for a little while.
Alas, Gandalf, that these evil days should be mine and should come in my old age instead of that peace which I have earned.
You would remember your old strength better if you grasped a sword hilt again.
Take this, dear lord. It was ever at your service.
How comes it that Éomer, charged as he is with being unworthy to bear arms for the land of Rohan, should now stand before us with a drawn sword in his hand?
It is my doing, lord.
Yours, Homer!
Will you not take the sword?
Yes, Gandalf, I will take it. Arise now, arise, riders of Theoden. Dire deeds awake. Dark is it eastward. Let horse be bridled, horn be sounded. Forth they are in guards.
Commanders! Commanders!
It is a joy to us to see you return into your own. Never again shall it be said, Gandalf, that you come only with grief.
Take back your sword, Éomer, sister son. Go, Harmar, and seek my own sword. Grímer has it in his keeping. Bring him to me also.
My lord.
Now, Gandalf, you said that you had counsel to give, if I would hear it. What is your counsel?
To cast aside regret and fear, to do the deed at hand. Every man that can ride should be sent west at once. We must first destroy the threat of Saruman and the black spawn of Isengard while we have time. If we fail, we fall. If we succeed, then we will face the next task.
This counsel seems good to me now.
When we are gone, Theoden, lead the women, the children, and the old swiftly to the hold of Dunharrow in the hills.
Nay, Gandalf. Not know your own skill in healing, it shall not be so. I myself will go to war, to fall in the front of battle if it must be. Thus shall I sleep better.
My lord, I bring Grímer the Worm Tongue before you as I was bid to do. Also, your ancient blade, Herogrim. It was found in his room.
Your master himself gave it into my keeping.
And he requires it of you again. The host rides today. Send heralds forth.
And when the men of Rohan ride forth, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, rides with them.
And so too, my lord, will Legolas.
And Gimli, son of Glowing.
Together we ride, axe, bow, and sword.
Dear lord, it is as I feared. This wizard has bewitched you. And none to be left to defend the golden hall of your fathers and all your treasure. None to guard the Lord of the Mark.
If this is bewitchment, it seems to me more wholesome than your whisperings. No, not one shall be left, not even Grímer. Grímer shall ride too.
Have pity on one worn out in your service. Send me not from your side. I at least will stand by you when all others have gone.
You have my pity. I do not send you from my side. I go myself to war with my men. I bid you come with me and prove your faith.
I see. I have come too late. Others whom the death of my lord would grieve less have persuaded him. If I cannot undo their work, then hear me at least in this, lord. One who knows your mind and honors your commands should be left in Edoras. Appoint a faithful steward. Let your counselor, Grímer, keep all things till your return.
Down, snake! Down on your belly. How long is it since Saruman bought you? What was the promised price? Perhaps I should tell you. Was it not that when all was finished, you should have the Lady Eowyn?
I should have forgotten the law of the hall and slain him before he should have touched my sister.
Eowyn is safe now, Éomer. But you, worm tongue, you have done what you could for your true master, Saruman. Some reward you have earned, at least. Yet Saruman is apt to overlook his bargains. I should advise you to go quickly and remind him.
He lies, my lord. There's no truth in what he says.
I do not lie. See, Theoden, here is a snake. With safety, you cannot take it with you, nor can you leave it behind. Give him a horse and let him go at once, wherever he chooses. By his choice, you shall judge him.
Do you hear this, worm tongue? This is your choice. To ride with me to war and let us see in battle whether you are true, or to go now whether you will. But then, if ever we meet again, I shall not be merciful. After him! See that he does no harm to any, but do not hurt him or hinder him. Give him a horse if he wishes it.
And if any will bear him.
Now, Gandalf, I would give you a gift ere we go, in gratitude for all I owe to you.
I will choose a gift, Lord, that will fit my need, swift and sure. Give me Shadowfax. He was only lent before. But now I shall ride him into great hazard, setting silver against black.
You choose well. And I give him now, gladly.
Matthew Theoden Hull, receive now this cup and drink in happy hour. Health be with thee at thy going and coming. Hail, Aragorn, son of Arathorn. Will you now drink from this cup?
Hail, Lady of Rohan. Gladly will I drink from the cup of Theoden.
And now, behold, I go forth, and it seems likely to be my last riding. Before we ride, I name now Eomer, my sister's son, to be my heir. But to someone I must entrust my people. Which of you will lead my people to the safety of Dun Harrow? Is there none whom you would name? In whom do my people trust?
In the house of Eol.
But Eomer I cannot spare.
I said not Eomer. There is Eowyn, his sister. She is fearless and high-hearted, and all love her. Let her be as a lord to your people while we are gone.
It shall be so. Farewell, sister, daughter.
A year shall I endure for every day that passes until you return.
To horse, then!
To horse! To horse!
Gimli! Glowing son, will you ride with me?
Gladly, Eomer, if Legolas may ride beside us.
It shall be so. Legolas upon my left and Aragorn upon my right, and none will dare to stand before us.
Nor shall they, Eomer!
Here now I name my guest, Gandalf Greyhame, a lord of the Mark, a chieftain of the Aulingas, while our kin shall last. And I give to him Shadowfax, prince of horses.
I thank you, Theoden King.
Behold,